He decides to call in sick between Tuesday and Thursday for two reasons. It looks less like a lie for a three-day weekend, and it also enables him to see how well he functions in social isolation without the imminent reprieve of the weekend. He ensures that he doubles his work output on both days, leaves an email trail of some sort for his boss to notice, and keeps quantifiable records of what he accomplished for reference during later negotiations. Since he uses expensive CAD software that is only licensed on his office desktop, Sherwood installs a free trial of GoToMyPC remote access software so that he can pilot his office computer from home. Step 3. Prepare the quantifiable business benefit. Third, Sherwood creates a bullet point list of how much more he achieved outside the office with explanations. He realizes that he needs to present remote working as a good business decision and not a personal perk. The quantifiable end result was 3 more designs per day than his usual average and 3 total hours of additional billable client time. For explanations, he identifies removal of commute and fewer distractions from office noise. Step 4. Propose a revocable trial period. Fourth, fresh off completing the comfort challenge from previous chapters, Sherwood confidently proposes an innocent 1-day-per-week remote work trial period for 2 weeks. He plans a script in advance, but does not make it a PowerPoint presentation or otherwise give it the appearance of something serious or irreversible. Sherwood knocks on his boss's office door around 3 p.m. on a relatively relaxed Thursday, July 27th, the week after his absence, and his script looks like the following. Stock phrases are underlined and footnotes explain negotiating points. Sherwood. Hi, Bill. Do you have a quick second?
Bill. Sure. What's up?
Sherwood. I just wanted to bounce an idea off of you that's been on my mind. 2 minutes should be plenty.
Bill. Okay, shoot.
Sherwood. Last week, as you know, I was sick. Long story short, I decided to work at home despite feeling terrible. So, here's the funny part. I thought I would get nothing done, but ended up finishing 3 more designs than usual on both days. Plus, I put in 3 more billable hours than usual without the commute, office noise, distractions, etc. Okay, so here's where I'm going. Just as a trial, I'd like to propose working from home Mondays and Tuesdays for just 2 weeks. You can veto it whenever you want. And I'll come in if we need to do meetings. But I'd like to try it for just 2 weeks and review the results. I'm 100% confident that I'll get twice as much done. Does that seem reasonable?